Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Thibault Montelet. How are you, Thibault?
Good, thank you.
Excellent. You're a master cooper working for Merlu. We're going to talk a wee bit about how we make barrels this time. We had a wee look around your workshop, and last week we talked about people going into the forest, choosing wood, cutting the tree down, and making out a rough plank almost, like a stave, but the wrong shape altogether. And the wood turns up at your cooperage here. What do you do when the wood turns up here?
Here we receive the stave for drying, because it's very important to dry, the wood. Mm-hmm. And here is the cooperage is near Nuit Saint-Georges, and the cooperage is on altitude, mm-hmm. and is very important for the wood, because there is more rain, more wind, and is very good for a good drying of a stave.
So it sounds a bit strange. You want lots of rain to dry the wood. Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound right to me.
It's very important for rinse the tannin, yep. of the wood. It's for respect after the barrels, more respect the fruit.
Okay, so you actually want to rinse the tannins out or wash them out almost.
Mm-hmm. And we dry the wood along 18 months to 36 months on the Merlu Wood Park.
Okay, so you have your own wood park, and that's just wood stacked on top of each other, isn't it?
The dry in Merlu Wood Park is very special, because for 1 meter, there is just 4 barrels who dry. And we do a chimney stack for dry the wood.
Yeah, that's
for dry the stave.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, you'd get matchsticks and you'd build towers, two sticks, and then another 2 sticks the other way,
yes.
2 sticks that way, building big towers. Mm-hmm. And that's how they're stacked out there, isn't it?
We do that for a good dry, and is for the stave are very homogene, are very...
Even.
Even, yes. And it's very different to another cooperage, because there is just, for 1 meter, there is just 2 staves, or another, there is 7 or 8 staves,
yeah.
for just 1 meter.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Why do people put more staves per layer when they're stacking them? You only do 2, but you said some people do many. Why is that?
For this special dry, we need more space and more time, because we do the chimneys with the head. When we receive the stave, you take stave by stave for made the chimney stack. Mm-hmm. And here we have more space, and you use this space, and is very good for made barrels with this special dry.
And you said you age the wood, you let it mature for between 18 months and 3 years, 18 months to 36 months,
mm-hmm.
to let the tannins wash through. But the wood changes colour as well. Why? What does the difference in time do? And do people prefer wine that's been seasoned for longer, or barrels that have been seasoned for longer?
There is different dry. It's for the wine, for the customer or winemaker, because they like a fresh wood, or they like a fresh wine for respect. If the customer do a small percentage of new oak for the cuvée, he need more tannin, and we prefer give a young wood, because mm-hmm. there is more tannin of dry of 18 months. And if do a long élevage, he need a discrete tannin, and we prefer deliver 24 months or 36 months.
Okay.
But the 36 months, there is usually a little dry for the wine, and the wine must good fruit and a more power takes the barrels, for takes the wood.
You need a bigger wine,
yes,
for more wood. Okay, so if you've got a wine that you have a small amount of new oak in there, you want a short drying time because it has a bit more tannins and a bit more guts to the mm-hmm. wood. And if you have a lot of new oak, you don't want it to overpower the wood, so you have a longer drying period with less tannins. Does that mm-hmm. summarize it?
Yes, and with the dry, it's very important to do a good toast for the barrels. If you use 80 months dry, you must do a long toast with a slow fire, very slow, and for penetrate inside of the stave for cooking the tannin.
Oh, okay.
And after, if you have a good toast with this dry, the result is more discreet. The wood is very discreet, very very fine, and is very important for respect the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But on opposite, if you want a fresh wood, you can use 80 month dry with a small toast. His name is Blonde.
Blonde toast, yeah.
Yes, and here there is fresh wood for the wine because the toast is no long, and we toast just the inside barrels.
Yep.
And
it's a short toast.
Yes.
Short and hot.
Yes.
Young seasoned barrels
mm-hmm.
and long and slow and low temperature for a more mature barrel
yes.
with a deeper toast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's talk about that. So you get your planks of wood or staves.
The stave.
You bring them into the workshop here. And mm-hmm. what's the first thing you do?
The first work is clean the stave. And mm-hmm. all the stave are more clean for because we don't need the old wood for made barrels. First work is for clean the wood. And after, we can build the barrels.
So do you sand the wood down to clean it? Or do you cut it?
I cut the side.
Yep.
And after we prepare two side, a good dimension for stave.
Yeah, because the barrels, the wooden staves are fatter in the middle and thinner at the edges, aren't they?
Yes. The side are the same, but the middle is different. There is 1 centimeter.
Okay, 1 centimeter.
Hmm. Usually. Hmm.
And clean the wood, you trim it to the right shape, and then what do you do?
And after we can build the barrels.
Mm-hmm.
You take 30 stave for made barrels. We rinse with hot water.
Oh, okay.
After we cook, we do the toast for the customer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about blonde toast versus a darker toast.
Mm-hmm.
You said that the blonde toast is more for people who are going to have longer seasoned wood, where you're going to use more wood. I've got it around the wrong way.
If you use a blonde toast, the result is more fresh wood for the wine.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
If you use the house toast, there is more smoke, more toast for the wine.
Mm-hmm.
And another toast in Merieux Copperage is the toast à cœur. Is a long toast with a small fire. Is for respect the fruit.
Oh, okay, okay. So the toasting does make quite a difference to the wine.
Yes. We have 3 types of barrels. His name is a Tradition, Grand Selection, and Premier Cru.
Okay, and what does that mean?
And these types is for representing Merieux for different wine. And all the types is very specific because the Tradition is a blend with forest of Compiègne, Fontainebleau, Nevers. And the Grand Selection is another forest, is Bercé, Bertranche, Troncé. And the Premier Cru is only Vosges.
Oh, okay.
And it's for different wine and different aromatic.
Yeah, yeah. Does the actual wood, apart from the seasoning of the wood, does the wood itself add flavor? Like people talk about vanilla being added to a wine from oak or smokiness. In America, sometimes the wood gives a coconutty flavor to the wine. Do the different forests make a big difference to the final taste of the wine.
Yes, the difference of the center, Forest Center and Vosges is the grain. In Vosges there is more fine grain, and in Center is very extra fine grain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you toast your barrels a wee bit, or a lot, depending on what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the next step?
After the toast, we prepare the barrels for receive the head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's a machine. His name is Rogneuse. And we cut the wood for made a chime to receive the head.
Yeah, you put a wee groove in it, don't you? You sort of put a lip on the wood, and then you put a groove further down into the wood where the top of the wood fits into it.
Yes. And for the head is the same preparation. And we clean the piece of wood.
Mm-hmm.
With a new machine, the foreside is the name, and after we press the wood,
yeah,
and we cut the wood for made
the shape. Yep. And do you use any glue when you're making the barrels? Are they glued together?
No, there isn't a glue. The wood is just. All the staves are pressure, and for the barrels is the pressure of the hoops who do glue.
Mm. Yeah, so the barrels are made up of wood, and then you've got the hoops holding everything together. And then when you put the head in, you said that you take the hoops off so you can get the sort of head into that groove that's cut. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and then do you put the hoops back on?
Yes.
Okay. We had a look at some of the finished barrels. I think what's the final step after you've put the head on, the bottom on?
We must clean the out of the barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very important, because the wood is more expensive, and when we have built barrels, it's good that it's very clean.
Yeah, yeah, it looks nice, and it's all sanded down.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. And then it's ready to ship. I noticed that some of the hoops that you put on were painted black, some were steel, and some of them almost had bits of oak branches around the outside. What's the story there?
We have different types of barrels. There is export barrels. There is only hoops, steel hoops. But we have the tradition, Burgundy tradition. There is black hoops. The Châtenay hoops is the protection of the barrels only.
That's the wooden hoops, the Châtenay hoops.
The tradition and just for the protection.
Okay. There's quite a number of different types of barrels. We'll just finish up by finding out about them. People, you mentioned when we were talking before that there's a Bordeaux barrel, which is 225 litres, and there's mm-hmm. a Burgundy barrel, which is 228, and there's 400-litre barrels and 300-litre barrels and all sorts of stuff. Why do people want different sized barrels?
For Bordeaux and Burgundy is a tradition. The size of barrels is tradition. In Bordeaux is 225 liters,
mm-hmm.
but the staves are more long, is 95 centimeters, and
yep.
In Burgundy is just 90.
Oh, okay, they're shorter barrels.
Yes, and we built another type of barrels, 400 liters,
mm-hmm.
and you can use for the Chardonnay, or in Australia, for example, they like 300 barrels.
Yep.
300 liters. And in Côte du Rhône, in France, we use more 500 liters.
Oh, that's.
And 600 liters.
In Côte du Rhône, that's quite a big barrel, isn't it?
Yes.
I suppose there's more wine to barrel, so you don't get the same extraction. Is that to do with alcohol levels in the wine, perhaps, or?
Yes, because the proportion of wine and inside barrels, inside wood,
mm-hmm.
In 500 liters, there is less wood to 28 liters.
Okay, and as I suppose in Rhone Valley, the wines tend to be slightly higher in alcohol, and the higher alcohol is like a solvent, isn't it, for extracting tannins and flavor from the barrel.
And there's the tradition too, because before the barrels is just for transport the wine, and before is not for the aromatic wood. Is just for transport.
Yep.
And now we use the French wood for the aromatic, for the tannin who is inside, and is an old old tradition.
And talking of traditions, a long time ago they used to use other types of wood, not just oak. Cherry and all sorts of different types of wood. Have you ever made barrels that were not from oak?
We can use the acacia or the
acacia.
Mm.
Yep.
And there is another wood is American oak.
Mm-hmm.
And but the American oak is very different to French oak. There is more tannin. And there is more density, and we can cut the tree for made a stave. It's very different.
Because in France, you split the wood, don't you, down the grain?
Yes, well, more respect the grain, along the grain, or the American oak, you can cut the tree.
Mm. There's a chemical in oak called ligine or something like that. I can't remember the exact name. And American oak has got more of it, and that's like, it makes it more watertight, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So you can go across the grain.
Yes, French oak for one barrels is 47 kilo.
Yep.
And American oak is 50 kilo.
Oh, okay. So they're quite
the density of the wood is very different.
They're always bigger in America, aren't they? I think we'll wrap it up. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.